listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we're going to kick it up today because we've got a great, 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 great show for you. And we've got books to give away. And just to let everybody know, we will be interviewing next week at this time, Shirley MacLaine. So I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. Mr. Benny Mathers is joining me here. He is pushing all the right buttons, of course, making sure we've got everything in queue. And he gets to be very, very busy today. I don't believe we have Valerie with us today, but she will be around tomorrow. How you doing, Mr. B?
Good. I'd like to say, for the most part, when am I not busy? Your show is always busy for me.
That's
so
a good question.
It's kind of true. That's fine. It keeps me on my toes. I like it.
It does. Mm-hmm. I like it when you get on your little ballerina toes.
You know, I got the toughest ones around.
Because you always have new sneaks.
I have little buns of steel over here, too, from walking around on my little toes.
Oh, very nice.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh. See, we
You just can't see it because it's in radio.
No, man, you wear big shirts like I do.
That's the whole other point, so you can't see it.
I'm starting to wear not so big shirts anymore, but still my shirts are big.
How do you feel?
I feel good.
Good. That's what we want to hear.
I do feel good.
Good.
Thank you for asking, Mr. Benny.
No problem, sure.
And hope everybody had a good Mother's Day yesterday.
Yeah.
Everybody did.
Do you reach out to past, present, and or future moms?
I call them all in.
That's good.
They call them all in.
Good.
All of the, you know, all of my past, present, future mom. What'd you say?
Yeah.
Past, present, future moms.
Past, present, and future moms.
That's right. Imagine me now having Mother's Day, right?
That's what I Facebook.
Exactly.
That's why I got a lot of comments when
the
I Facebook
ghost,
that.
The ghost of Mama.
Yeah.
The ghost of Mama Past shows up and is like, hey, yeah. What do you mean no meatballs on Mother's Day?
Would you want to see her?
I always see her.
I'm just saying. Like, if you could physically...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There's no question about it. You know, my guest, Dr. Jeffrey Hall, is joining us here in a minute. He'd probably say, oh, she got some release issues. She has something wrong with that talk show host. But, yeah. Okay, so you got the one mama, the first mama, mm-hmm. my birth mama, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And she, like, you know, did her deal when I was really young. Then you have my stepmom, and she did her deal. Right? And then you have Linda's mom, which is like my third mom. She's still here. So she hasn't hooked up with the other two moms yet. So imagine those three getting together. So we're going to have a fabulous Italian feast from mama number one. And then mama number two is going to step in and she's going to give you all of the southern food that you want. So now we've got lasagna and chitlins and showing up on the table.
Wonder if that would... You could combine that.
Could you?
Why not? Isn't lasagna a layered thing? You could just put the chitlins in between every other layer or something like that? I'd try it.
Would you?
I absolutely.
You know what? I'm going to make this for you.
All right.
Okay.
Bring it in.
Got you.
Let's do it. I'll do it on the air. That's fine.
I've never had it before. Don't know if I ever will again.
Oh, wait. What are you going to make first? Because I want it before I accept that.
Yeah, the lasagna with chitlins.
You want to? I'm down.
I mean, what do you think?
Sure.
I'm going to have to get some of my peeps to show me how to make the chitlins.
Hey, now,
I can
wait,
do a little lasagna.
You said you would do it.
I can do it, but I want to do it well. You know, all I want to do it. I got so, like, healthy with all the food.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go get somebody that's got a big can of lard that's been sitting on the kitchen for a while.
From 1952?
Thank you. That is so true.
It lasts a long time, folks.
It does last a long time. I can't tell you how long that can was out there. Yeah! Fry those eggs up, everybody.
Within proper temperature.
Within the proper temperature. Fry them up. So long as they're organic, you're cool to go. Good to go.
Because that makes it all better.
Instead of, you know, what do they call it? What is it? Swimming Rama? Swimming fried egg. For swimming fried egg.
Oh, right.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Just get warmed up for my guest, Dr. Jeffrey Hall, is joining us here today. He is the author of this incredible book called The Shift, and we have got some copies of it to give away. Guess what? Shift happens. That's what Dr. Jeff says. He is executive coach and author of The Shift. Let go of fear and get your life in gear. I like that. Can we do like a... Let go of fear and get your life in gear, right? What is it feeling like to you? Is it feeling good? Uh-oh, he doesn't know what he's in for. All we need to do is get better at dealing with it. That's what I'm talking about. Life is not a straight ramp up to nirvana. And you know what? Some self-help books would have you believe that. 98% of the self-help books out there would have you believe that. But we've got a different conversation that we're having today. So we're going to be talking about fear, going through it. We're going to be taking your questions. And by the way, we do have copies. Thanks to Dr. Jeff. He has given us, I believe, 5 copies of this new book to give out to you all. Wow. And so here we do. We get to have this conversation with him. Dr. Jeffrey Hull is a psychologist, executive coach, and writer, and recognized as a pioneer in the field of leadership and high-performance coaching. We're going to get to coaching. We're going to get to schooling today. Featured in a segment on creativity and business for Good Morning America. He has also appeared on NBC News, other programs. He lives in NYC and the Hudson Valley in upstate New York. I'm very familiar with both of them. Dr. Jeff, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here.
I'm honored.
Here's the deal. Let's talk about this from your point of view. You've written a book on fear, letting go of fear. You've written the book on shift. So what challenges, what obstacles have you had to go through, Dr. Jeff, to bring you to this very moment?
Oh, where do I begin?
Yeah, I love this question. You could always begin trying to make chitlin lasagna.
Well, you know, it's funny because as I was listening to you describe your multiple mother experiences, I have to throw in my 2 cents as someone who also has had a birth mother, a foster mother, a stepmother, and an adopted mother.
There you go. Okay, so you have to share whether you're going to, you know, is that like a chitlin lasagna affair or were they all kind of in line with the same menu here?
No. Oh, my God. You'd have to have like French pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a little Irish coffee thrown in.
Now we're talking. I didn't get to Joan because she's still here. But you talk about the Irish coffee, you know, with the vodka chaser and we're ready.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, that's something that all the moms have in common. So I'd have to say there's some drinking lineage that flows all the way through, probably right down to me.
I'm telling you, I have been touched by the drinking angel. I'm sorry, Dr. Jeff.
Anyway.
I bet you didn't know what you were signing up for here today.
No, it's a pleasure. Absolutely a pleasure. And I think it's actually directly connected to your question because, you know, one of the core things that I started my journey looking at in my own life was an issue of identity. Mm. As somebody who was adopted and found my birth mother when I was 38 years old and having to sort of reinvent my whole sense of identity, you know, I've done that in my corporate career, I've done it in relationships, but clearly one of the most powerful places to, if not the most powerful place to have to do that is in reinventing your sense of family, your sense of identity around who is your kin. So it's something that I definitely do have a lot of personal experience with, and then I also work with clients in all forms of and the corporate people that go through a number of changes in identity, so I can relate to all of those experiences.
Well, you know, there we go. I mean, we learned somewhere, I think, help me out with this, Dr. Jeff, okay? Because
okay.
I got to go back to my corporate experience. We learned somewhere, I think, in 1991 or 1992, somewhere around those couple years, we learned that change, especially from a corporate point of view, change was going to be a way of life. But honestly, nobody believed anybody about that. You know, even so, it was the birth of downsizing and the repeal of the psychological contract.
Yep.
We were still thinking we were going to go back to old school.
That's right.
It's just not happening.
No, and it's sad and it's difficult and it's very challenging for people that are still caught up in that attachment. I mean, one of the things that happened during the middle of writing this book is during the fall apart of General Motors and the auto industry, I was in the middle of writing. And I remember one night turning on the television and watching a CNN interview with a wonderful middle-aged woman who had spent her entire life at General Motors, and she was asked, how does it feel to find, you know, the plant is closing and you're losing your job. And her response was so telling. She basically said to the CNN reporter, I don't know who I'm going to be without General Motors. And to me, that just sort of summed it up.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole generation of people that identify themselves according to their career and according to the place they work and according to their job title.
Yep.
And all of that is kind of being pulled out from under us.
It is. And this is what I love about having Dr. Jeffrey Hall joining us here today. His book is called Shift, Let Go of Fear and Get Your Life in Gear. I know, he doesn't know, Benny, that I do rap songs from time to time.
You do.
This book is like so ready for it, but
you,
we'll have to get it.
You tend to bust out your flow from time to time.
I'm having it. Are you kidding? The whole book is about flow.
I've got some instrumentals if you want to bust it out again today.
You know, we'll wait for the third segment, make sure he still is with us and hasn't hung up.
Good idea.
We've got 5 copies of the book to give away to all of you. We'll let you know how you're going to get that in a few minutes. Shift, Let Go of Fear and Get Your Life in Gear. When we come back, we're going to be talking about what does happen when shift happens. How do each of us get to deal with it? You know, how many people today are worrying and wondering about what happened to the stock market last week? That and much more, because why? Dr. Jeff is in the house. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com. 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver. Resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
Coming to Seattle for one night only, a long-awaited appearance by one of the most visionary women of the century. An Evening with Shirley MacLaine is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to explore the big questions, such as what is consciousness, what is the purpose of life, or are we alone in the universe? With a woman that isn't afraid of the answers, join Bella Spark Productions and Shirley MacLaine on Sunday, June 13th at 7 p.m. in Benna Royal Hall, Seattle. Shirley MacLaine, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Be sure to keep listening to this show for your opportunity to win 2 tickets to this final event in the 2010 Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine on June 13th. Visit bellaspark.com for details. BellaSpark.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to thank all of you out there for listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We've got so many juicy things planned for you. Remember, the Dr. Pat Show, this is talk radio to thrive by. Welcome Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am so glad to have Dr. Jeff Hall joining us here today. He is the author of the book Shift. Now, we have 5 copies of that book to give away. It is a must for those of you out there that are like right in the middle of it. And even if you're not in the middle of it and you're thinking of someday I'm going to be in the middle of it, this book is for you. We would love to give out 5 copies of it, thanks to this incredible author and amazing change angel, Dr. Jeff Hall. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. That's our toll-free number. Mr. Benny will be on it. He is in charge of the phones, as usual. Dr. Jeff, thank you for joining us here today.
My pleasure.
So, you know, how does someone like you get to be as successful as you are and then sit down and write a book such as this?
Well, that's a really, really good question. I mean, I think the first part, getting to be as successful as I am, comes from having been willing to go through and live through a number of upheavals and mm-hmm. cycles and periods when I wasn't quite so successful and learn from them. I mean, that's the number one thing. And then the second piece is I started to take a look over many years of watching my clients go through these same gyrations and upheavals and job losses and need to reinvent themselves. And I started to see patterns. I started to see similarities in the process that we all go through. And so that's how I came to the idea of creating a method to make it easier for people to go through these upheavals so that we don't get stuck and wind up spinning our wheels for years and years.
So I love so much about what you've written, and obviously our listeners too. The phones are like all off the hook. For those of you that are trying to call in for to receive a copy, just bear with us. As soon as Benny clears out the phone lines, there will be more time for you to just call right in. Dr. Jeff, one of the things that you address is happiness, and I want to have a conversation with you about that.
Okay.
Because you refer to it as the trouble with happiness, and. Most people that come on this show would be like, what? Happy, not trouble. But let's talk about what you're saying, though, here for a minute. You talk about happiness the way that I talk about balance. So from your perspective, what did you find the trouble to happiness to be?
Well, here's the thing. I'm obviously not against happiness. I mean,
no,
I think that's something that we're all seeking, and we all know it when we feel it. What I'm frustrated with in our culture, and sometimes in some of the self-help literature, mm-hmm. is the fantasy that if we do particular steps or we follow a particular routine, that mm-hmm. we're going to wake up one day and land on this plateau called happy, and that it's going to stick around for years and years. When the reality is that that's not the way life works. It's not a linear journey. You know, you don't just climb the ladder to happiness and get off and sort of hang out on the branch. Life comes at us from all different directions, and you don't stay happy for any length of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that you aspire to. It's a wonderful experience. But in most cases, unless you consider yourself to be enlightened, I think that happiness comes and goes. And what I wanted to help people with was moving through those cycles so that you won't get so attached to this idea that you're going to, you know, stand on the happiness branch and wave your arms and life is going to be bliss forever, because that's just totally unrealistic.
Exactly. I mean, and that's why I wanted to ask you about it, because, you know, you're not anti-happiness. You're just talking about a more natural pattern that happens to us throughout our lifetimes.
That life happens in cycles.
Right.
It's not a linear process, and that happiness is not something you achieve forever. It's something you experience all during the cycle.
So you talk also, let's talk about change for a minute, because this book is incredibly full of conversations about change and of course, life-shifting, self-renewal, diagnosis, and we'll talk about those things as well.
Right.
But you referred to the dance of change, and I wanted to ask you, you know, if change is a dance, what kind of dance is it?
Well, what I'm trying to get at in that discussion is about mm-hmm. change being about energy, that it's where we focus our intention and our attention.
Okay.
And that the dance is between the two things.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's as much about what you intend as it is what you focus on.
I love this chapter, by the way, because my brain went all over the place. I'll just tell you where it went. You tell me if I'm completely, you know, ruining your book here in a minute.
No, you can't ruin it.
But here's the deal where I went with this, because I remember, and gosh, who wrote the book on change and dance? I can't remember now, but I have to go back my corporate time. But the thing I loved about it was, you know, so much of our culture right now is into dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And Benny was teasing me about, like, my little country two-step that I can do.
Yep.
And so the question then becomes, you know, if change is like a dance, then don't we get to pick the kind of dance it is from time to time? Meaning, today I may feel like doing a two-step. Tomorrow it may be a hip-hop. But it has, certainly has different personas, different perspectives on it. You know, how do we as people in a very dynamic time right now, paying attention to a whole lot of things, how do we pick the dance that's going to serve us best for the time we're in?
Well, I think you're getting at the core of it, which is to not get attached to it being any one step or any one dance, right?
Yeah.
You know, realize that from one day to the next, the dance steps are going to change. And it's really one of the core themes of the book for me is about how to become more flexible and more fluid and more adaptable and recognize that you're part of the dance and choosing the music that you want to sing to or dance to or whatever you're going to do, that you're part of it. It's not, you're not at the effect of it. You're part of it. And so you do have more choice. But you have to be less attached to the outcome. I mean, it gets back to this, the pain and the fear that we can get caught up in when we get very, very attached to a particular job or a particular lifestyle or, you know, having to pay the mortgage or whatever it happens to be, and we lose our ability to dance.
Yes.
Because we get caught.
We do get caught, and you talk about fear factors as well. And, you know, I was just having a conversation this morning with someone who was saying, you know, I just caught myself today because I went into this place of, oh, my God, you know, my unemployment's going to be up. What am I going to do? I've got to take care of this. I got to take care of that. You know, my credit card bills are up. I mean, this was all in a very short period of time. And so how does that rant that our minds does that influence or how do fear factors influence that?
Well, it's something that we all do. And
yeah.
The first thing to do is to recognize that it's perfectly normal. And then to create a space, a gap, where you can actually begin to observe yourself and give yourself a little room. So what I do is I say, oh, I'm doing that again. I'm doing what I do when I get into the fear mode. And allowing it to be okay rather than beating myself up about it. Just recognizing that it's perfectly natural. Your ego is getting carried away with fear and all sorts of calamities and fantasies. And you want to take a deep breath. And in my book, I have a number of practices that you can use to basically create a space so that you're not caught in it. And it doesn't take you over.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to actually step back and observe it and almost have a little bit of humor about it. Oh, there's the monkey mind doing its thing again. And recognize that that monkey mind, that fear mind, is not you. It's part of you, but it's not all of you. And in fact, that's what you were talking about with the dance.
Yes, yes.
That's the two-step, is stepping out of it and watching it, observing it.
Mm-hmm. You know, in writing the book, Dr. Jeff, and for those of you just tuning in, Dr. Jeffrey Hull is joining us here today on the show. We have got copies of this book to give out to you all. I will make an announcement again after the break. But one of the things that, you know, you call this is shift. And I want to talk about the word shift and what that means to different people, because it has a very different feeling than the word change. And I wanted to ask you, on purpose, you know, you left out the word change in the title of the book. And mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you about the idea of shift versus change.
Well, I think for me, it emerged out of the method that I created that's discussed throughout the book called the life-shifting method.
Yep.
And basically what I'm trying to get at is for us to get better at moving through change. And change is something that's going to be with us all the time. You know, it's not avoidable. It's becoming more and more sort of our daily routine, right?
Yes.
As I said at the beginning of the book, change is the new black.
Yes.
And so change is sort of the underlying theme of the whole process. The shift part is really becoming adept and skillful at moving through the change elements in our lives, whether it's in our career, whether it's in our marriage, whether it's in a relationship with our kids, whatever it happens to be, we have to be able to learn to shift gears, to not get stuck and caught in the anxiety, in the stress, in the fear, to be able to step out of it and observe it, as I was saying before. And so that's really key to the theme of the book, which is why the title became Shift.
And we're going to be talking about life shifting and what this means, you know, with Dr. Jeffrey Hall. But before we do, I want to make sure we have, you all have some information. There are a couple places you can go, and let me give you them. You can go to life-shifting.com. That would be one place you could go. Or you could go to jeffreyhull.com, H-U-L-L, jeffreyhull.com. And if you go there, you're going to see the book, and you'll be able to click on the life shifting button to find out more about that. But when we come back from break, we're going to talk about life shifting. What is it? What is the thing that we could know we could do? And how do we go about the diagnosis that Dr. Jeff talks about in the book? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Coming to Seattle for one night only. A long-awaited appearance by one of the most visionary women of the century. An Evening with Shirley MacLaine is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to explore the big questions, such as what is consciousness? What is the purpose of life? Or are we alone in the universe? With a woman that isn't afraid of the answers, join Bella Spark Productions and Shirley MacLaine on Sunday, June 13th at 7 p.m. in Benner Royal Hall, Seattle. Shirley MacLaine, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Be sure to keep listening to this show for your opportunity to win two tickets to this final event in the 2010 Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine on June 13th. Visit bellaspark.com for details. BellaSpark.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to thank all of you out there for listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We've got so many juicy things planned for you. Remember, the Dr. Pat Show, this is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Now that your pleasure's yellow paper being perfectly admired, you can have it all that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is why.
back, everyone. Welcome back. I'm so thrilled to be talking with Dr. Jeffrey Hull, who's joining me here today. He is the author of Shift, Let Go of Fear and Get Your Life in Gear. And we still, as I said before, we are still giving away copies of the book. We love to do this. So you can give us a shout at our toll-free number. The other thing you might want to do, if you've got a question, just give it to Benny and he'll get that question from you as well. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Dr. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today. So much of what you talk about is about life shifting in the book, and you really take us through a number of different conversations around it. I wanted to ask you, how did you develop the life shifting process, and what would you be able to say about it that's different than what we hear in the self-help arena these days?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. First of all, what I wanted to do with the book was give people a roadmap so that as they're going through a major upheaval, let's say in their career, they can actually take a diagnostic test in the book and figure out sort of where they are along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are a number of case studies and practices that they can use to shift from one stage to the next.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one thing that I discovered over working with people over a number of years is that there's a pattern in the way we go through major change,
mm-hmm.
that we go through stages. It's not just as simple as a beginning, a middle, and an end. I tried to sort of break it open for people so that when you're in the middle of it or when you're going through a particularly fearful period, you can actually discover where you are along the map. And it's actually very hopeful when you find that you are actually moving in the right direction. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing I would say about the fear part is my goal in writing this book was not to create fearlessness. You know, I think that a lot of the self-help books that talk about becoming fearless
mm-hmm.
are in the same vein as the happiness part mm-hmm. of our conversation. It's a bit unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we all became completely fearless, I think the roads would be really dangerous. You know, the reality is that fear is something that's just a natural outcropping of or natural outgrowth of going through any major change. And so rather than trying to become fearless or making the fear the problem and trying to get rid of it, what I tried to do in the book is to use it, to actually make it part of the experience, part of the tool set, to see where you are by what you're afraid of at any particular time.
Well, and you know, this is really the conversation, and this
right.
is why I love this conversation. This is really about what I love to think about response. And you know what it brings me back to? It brings me back to my softball days. And, you know, I remember a little bit about the little crazy softball player that I was back in Jersey, as
mm-hmm.
you know, the softball capital. I think.
Right.
I don't know. But I remember in my youth how responsive I was to so many things, meaning that if I got a pitch on the inside, I would have a response. If I, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought about, okay, what is it in life that we do respond to? And that's what I want to ask you about. What is the relationship between shift and the emotional responses we have? And I want to tell everybody we're taking your calls and giving away copies of the book, 1-800-930-2819. Just keep calling in. We'll get to you, pick you up, 1-800-930-2819. What's the relationship between shift and emotions?
Well, what you're pointing to is exactly this idea that I talk about a lot in the book, which is learning from the experience of fear or the emotions
mm-hmm.
of anxiety, of stress, of worry.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, you know, our culture has become so attached to take the pill and get rid of the symptoms. You know, I've got anxiety, so therefore I better go and get Xanax. And because I want to get rid of those symptoms as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's understandable. I mean, nobody likes feeling anxiety. Nobody likes feeling depressed. Nobody likes feeling stressed. But what I want to point out is that in a lot of cases, it's, as you were just saying, it's our response to those feelings where the learning comes, where we can learn about what's actually happening in our lives, where we can pay attention to what the anxiety is trying to tell us. That can be our body's way of sending us a signal that we need to change, that we need to reinvent some aspect of our lives, that we need to look at what we're attached to, rather than just trying to banish the symptom so that we feel better in the short term. My perspective is that we need to learn from those symptoms. We need to listen into our bodies. We need to pay attention. And there are a number of ways to do that that I talk about in the book. But the core theme is, as you just said, about being responsive to your own feelings rather than trying to get rid of them.
Well, absolutely. I mean, and for some of us, we've learned some tools over time. And it doesn't mean that we're going to wipe away our emotions. And I wanted you to talk about that because
right.
there's a role that emotions play. And you've probably in your practice and business have seen the gamut, I would imagine.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Probably seen the gamut in your own life, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
I mean, I think that's part of what it means to be human, is to have a whole panoply of emotions. And the problem is that when we start judging those things as bad,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we don't want to have those emotions rather than listening to them and learning from them, because they're really trying to teach us something. There's messages in them. And I'll give you an example. I have a client who's actually got issues with anger, you know, in a corporate setting. And it was a revelation for him when he finally felt safe enough to talk to me about the emotions that were running through him when he would get triggered or upset or angry. And he realized that it was fear.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually, things wouldn't happen the way he wanted them to happen. He was trying to control the outcome.
And, you know, this is what we're trying to do, though, isn't it? We're trying to get control
yeah.
on situations that are completely, like, out of control.
Yeah.
I had a message this morning on my voicemail machine, and someone saying to me, you know, I think you jinxed the market. You were talking about how great the market is, and then the market, you know, tanked, and now, and the message went on and on and on. And I thought, wow, I still believe that all of that is good. This is just my perspective on things.
Right.
You know, we're not at a 6,000 or 5,000 or where the heck we were with the market. I can't even remember a year or so ago. But the emotional response to that was just sucking the life out of this individual. And
yeah.
I wanted to ask you about that because there is a curse that you talk about, the curse of achievement.
Right.
Wow. I have never heard that, Dr. Jeff. But I totally get it.
Yeah, I mean, I am kind of trying to take a bit of a provocative stance around some of the things that we take as normal in our culture around success and happiness and achievement, which is that we define ourselves according to have reached a particular external goals. You know, making a certain income, having our stock portfolio reach a certain level, have achieved a certain size office in the corner of the building, whatever it is. But unfortunately, those things, first of all, they used to, maybe, as we were talking about before, they used to maybe last a long time. These days, they come and go like the stock market. So that's the first problem with that defining of ourselves according to achievement. But the second thing is that they're all external to us. So ultimately, we really can't control them. At the end of the day, we can't control the stock market. We can't. We thought we could control housing prices. I remember back in the 90s when,
I do too.
You know, didn't you? We all thought that investing in real estate was the no lose, you know, you couldn't possibly lose on that front, right? Well, I mean, I think we're all learning that any time we attach our happiness or our sense of success to some external factor in the world, potentially setting ourselves up to be just very disappointed.
So, you know, let's bring this kind of, you know, to this place of what we have, at least in this country, in terms of our pop culture.
Right.
You know, there is a lot that we have in our pop culture that really talks about how to be the best, how to do this, how to wear that, how to dress like this.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if you were ever to walk up to anybody, Dr. Jeff, and tell them you do not have a stock portfolio right now or portfolio of any kind, they'd probably want to give you some Valium or something. Yeah, you know, just like, here, take my Vicodin.
Yeah, it's like when a friend says to me they don't watch TV. I'm always like, wow. Okay. That's great. Pretty darn rare.
Yeah, it is. But here we are at the, you know, we're at the edge of change. The edge
right.
of change, which is sometimes the beginning of change. And, you know, one of the things that you talk about is this idea of self-renewal and a self-renewal diagnosis and seeing where one is. I think the hardest part about some of this for people is to actually be honest. And is that something that, you know, you could address? Because in order to truly step into life shifting, there's a level of honesty. And I'm not talking about authenticity.
No, I know
I think that's a different animal.
Yeah.
You know, one's a horse, the other's a bird. I don't know. But there's something about honesty in the change process that I had to learn, but have never really been able to explain. And I wanted to ask you about this, because what your book calls for is almost a radical, or no, it's not radical. It's a raw honesty of sorts, I believe. Or do I have that wrong?
No, I think you're absolutely right. It calls for people to be willing to own their attachments to their identities, to their sense of success. And once, I think we all have to, you know, that's a pretty major step for many of us to look in the mirror and say, oh, you know what? I really did think I was going to retire on that stock portfolio. I really did think that that job was going to make me happy forever. And now I have to, it's a bit of a shakeup to see that maybe it was a false attachment that I had. And it can be very humbling. And I think that that's one of the reasons why throughout my book, I keep circling back around to compassion, for people to have compassion for themselves.
Yes, you do.
To not beat yourself up too much when you realize that you're caught up in the same cultural stuff that everyone else is. You know, we're all swimming in the same pond and just doing the best that we can. And, you know, I'm not trying to criticize this idea of achievement or trying to seek happiness. What I am trying to do is inject a sort of a big dose of reality into it, so that we'll have more space for when things don't go quite the way we planned them. And we'll have a little bit more likelihood to feel empowered to change and to reinvent ourselves along the way.
I love that. Reinventing. I think that is something that we should practice on a regular basis. As kids, we do it really well. I mean, kids can reinvent and they can create things. I mean, come on. Let's do it. Life is a water slide. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with my very special guest, Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and me. And we'll talk about the retreat, embracing the dead zone. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799. Or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
Coming to Seattle for one night only, a long-awaited appearance by one of the most visionary women of the century. An Evening with Shirley MacLaine is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to explore the big questions, such as what is consciousness, what is the purpose of life, or are we alone in the universe? With a woman that isn't afraid of the answers, join Bella Spark Productions and Shirley MacLaine on Sunday, June 13th at 7 p.m. in Beta Royal Hall, Seattle. Shirley MacLaine, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Be sure to keep listening to this show for your opportunity to win two tickets to this final event in the 2010 Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine on June 13th. Visit bellaspark.com for details. BellaSpark.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to thank all of you out there for listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We've got so many juicy things planned for you. Remember, the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2011 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2011 Good Timing Guide today.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe they make. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, never any empty calories. You can trust the quality of all the ingredients in Wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference Wellness Pet Foods can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let the Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Jeffrey Hull is in the house. The book is Shift. And Benny, I think we've done a great job. We've given out all the copies. I want to thank all of you that called in to receive your copy of the book. If you have not received your copy of the book and want to get out there and get yourself a copy of it, you can go to Dr. Jeff's website, which is jeffreyhull.com. And then right there, he's got information about life shifting. You can buy the book. There's a blog. There are events. It's just much more there. And we're here talking about just pieces of the book. Honestly, I'm not even getting close to what's mostly in this book. We're trying to give you sort of a framework for it, and you certainly will be able to read the book in its entirety as you get it. Dr. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us here today. It's really great to have you.
Pleasure to be here.
So I jumped ahead, to this to the chapter on that's called The Retreat, Embracing the Dead Zone. I know you had to figure, yeah, of course she would. And I love the poem.
And
I was drawn to this because part of one of the chapters in my dissertation and my postdoctorate was called Manager in the Muddle.
Okay.
And, you know, the mess in the middle is the poem. But let's talk about the dead zone for a minute. This is very interesting, and I think it's worth having you talk with us about what this meant to you and what role it plays in the shift.
Well, it's really great that you bring this up, because this is not something that I get to talk about very often with folks, but I think it's a really important, if not crucial, part of the process of shifting, which is that fundamentally what you're doing when you go through a major shift in your life is you're letting go of some form of identity, some attachment. It could be a job, it could be a relationship, it could be some upheaval in the family. But some aspect of yourself is changing, and it's going to require a letting go process. And once you go through that release or that letting go, there's this period before something new takes its place that I call the dead zone or the retreat. And
wow.
We don't give ourselves very much space for that in our culture.
You know, the scared to death of it.
Example being, you know, if you lose your job on Friday, you better be out looking for a new one on Monday.
Wow.
And so therefore the retreat zone, the dead zone is on, you know, Sunday morning from 10 a.m. to noon, and that's it.
Yeah, that's right.
And what I'm saying is, you know, no, stop. Take a deep breath and give yourself some space. Because it's in that in-between moment, whether you can take a weekend or you can take a week or you can... I try to get my clients to take a week and go to a spa or something or to lay on a beach. But it's during that in-between time that the seeds of something new get born. It's in those quiet moments when we're actually not focused on the past and we're not focused on the future. We're just kind of quietly in between that the new sparks of possibility will start to bubble up. It's like people who say they get their best ideas in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do you get your best ideas in the shower? It's because that's where you turn off the past and the future and just relax into the moment with the water. And that's exactly what I'm trying to get at in suggesting that when people are going through a major change, that when they come out of the letting go process, let's say they do have to let go of their career, they let go of their job, or maybe they choose to do it, give yourself that little space in the middle to plant seeds, to rest, to kind of hibernate, even if only for a few days, just to allow the new possibilities to have a chance to germinate.
You know, I wanted to ask you about this, and I'm so glad we got to talk about that, you know, the retreat, embracing the dead zone, because I think right now we have something going on in this country, and people are really needing help. And what I'm saying is I think we're going through an extraordinary period of unemployment right now.
Right.
And for a lot of folks, they've been unemployed for a number of years, and, you know, they've collected unemployment. The unemployment will probably come to an end soon. I'm not sure if it will, but it looks like for some people, they've been in that zone for about 2 years. Not that they haven't been doing other things.
Right.
And I wanted to ask you, we have been in this state of waiting, so to speak. Some folks are employed and are waiting for, you know, the next shoe to drop. Other folks are waiting for a new beginning. And I wanted to ask you if you could give us some tips, some tools to help us through the waiting time.
Well, I think the first tip I would say is the theme of our entire conversation, mm-hmm. which is it's okay to take that time, mm-hmm. to give yourself that space, even if it's just a short time. But to consider it normal, consider it your own personal private time to reinvent, to think about what you want to do. The second tip I would say is during that time, try to create a picture of the future that you'd like to have. You know, craft a fantasy. All great ideas, all great careers, all great companies started with an idea, started with just a picture, whether it's even a Bill Gates and a Microsoft. At right. one point, that was just an idea.
Right.
So give yourself the opportunity to fantasize. Allow yourself to think, what would I do if I weren't trying to do my old job, if I were trying to do something new, creating a new possibility, to give yourself some space to fantasize.
Well, I have to tell you, thank you, Dr. Jeff, so much for joining us here today. And thank you for writing this book. You know, you say some things that many people are thinking about, but are afraid to really say. Because right now, people need real solutions for real problems and the idea of shift. So thank you so much for joining us here today. And I wanted to ask you, what is your personal message for us today, Dr. Jeff? What would you like to leave us with?
I think my personal message is hope for people that do feel that they are kind of stuck in this bigger picture shift that we're going through in our culture, and to remember that they can always reinvent their story, because it's just a story. Mm-hmm. You can rewrite your story at any time. All you have to do is remember that it's just a story. It's not who you are.
Thank you so much. I love being reminded of that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do a little reinventing time today. This is very, very timely for me, Dr. Jeff.
Great.
And I want to thank you for joining us here today on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
It's amazing. For those of you, Dr. Jeffrey Hull, the book is called Shift, Let Go of Fear and Get Your Life in Gear. For more information, you can go to Dr. Jeff's website, which is jeffreyhull.com. Lots of information. You can find out about him. We want to congratulate the folks that were able to call in to the show and get a copy of the book. Thank you, Mr. Benny, for being nimble at the fingers, as usual. And we want to remind all of you out there that, you know, you have what it takes to live an extraordinary life. Each and every one of us does. And I'm so thrilled that I get to bring on folks and have conversations with people like Dr. Jeff on the show. I hope today you've heard something that will help you create the life you desire. And I hope that if you've heard something, that you pay it forward and pass it on to a friend, to a family member, to somebody on the street you may not know, but something you heard today, take it with you, pay it forward, and help another person change their lives. Thank you for tuning us in and turning us on. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, please go to our website, www.drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. And remember that you have the birthright of living life full out. Dr. Jeff, for sure, has helped each and every one of us do that today. Have a great day.